You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonçalves with SBS On The Money for this Tuesday, the 12th of January 2020. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, why time could be up for the recent market, share market darlings. We'll have a bit more on that in a few moments. But first, let's follow up on yesterday's official retail sales data, because we heard from the Commonwealth Bank today. Its analysis of its credit and debit cards showed spending is up 13% on the same time last year pre-pandemic. That's for last week. While it's down from previous weeks, economists tell me the data is volatile, and what's important is that it remains at roughly the same level as November and December. And what consumers are doing, though, is shifting from spending on services, things like eating out and tourism, to goods like clothing. But they tell me if the COVID situation deteriorates, it could be another blow to the economy. So for more, I spoke earlier with Belinda Allen. She is a senior economist at the Commonwealth Bank. Yesterday, we got some official data from the ABS, said that retail sales rose 7.1% for November. What does this latest set of data from CBA say about where retail sales is going?
Well, it looks like at this stage, the December numbers held up pretty well. We haven't seen too much of a change in momentum in December compared to November. We have to remember what drove those November retail sales so strongly was the reopening in Victoria. So December didn't have a massive reopening of a large economy. What we did see at the tail end, obviously, was some new restrictions take place in Greater Sydney. That has impacted some categories and New South Wales, but not the overall spending momentum that we're seeing.
So things like those restrictions, because we saw that in the Northern Beaches, you've got border closures. How do those two types of things affect spending?
Well, certainly restrictions do impact spending. And we've seen that throughout the whole of 2020, when we have seen restrictions take place in various states, it has reduced spending, or in particular, it's reduced spending and shifted spending between categories as well. So what we can see in our data is that the growth rates in card spending in New South Wales are lagging compared to the other major states of, say, Victoria and Queensland. And in particular, we are seeing some categories more impacted. So spending on eating and drinking out in New South Wales is much weaker compared to other states. In terms of border closures, we have seen categories like recreation and transport spending continue to underperform. We had started to see them pick up, particularly for recreation, in early to mid-December as borders were reopened. We have certainly seen that category slow in late 2020 and now into early 2021.
So in other words, there's unmatched potential, I guess, because we are seeing lockdowns and border restrictions when it comes to spending.
Look, consumers are happy to spend. We've certainly seen some categories continue to perform really well. So I think consumers do shift their spend. So in particular, spending on things like household furnishings and equipment continues to perform really well. We saw that at the height of those lockdown periods in March and April 2020. That category still continues to do well, as once again, we're using our homes in a very different way compared to what we did pre-pandemic. So those categories continue to do well. Consumers seem happy to spend. It's just that category shift that is going on at the moment, and that's really been propelled by restrictions and border closures.
But still not spending as much as they could if border restrictions were loosened?
Look, I think, you know, that is up for debate. What we certainly know is that household savings are a very elevated level at the moment. As we thought going into 2021, households would have in excess of $100 billion that they could go out there and spend. It's about having confidence in the health outcome. And I think what this most recent outbreak has done is a reminder that the pandemic is not over. We're still in it for the long haul. That could be impacting on consumer spending decisions. And once again, restrictions do impact on spending. If a service is not out available for the people to spend money on, they cannot spend it. And that's certainly the case at the moment with those border closures in place.
And finally, how do you feel about the economy going into 2021?
We're still optimistic. So our view here at CBA was a very positive outlook for 2021. At the end of last year, we're expecting growth of in excess of 4%. with the most recent outbreak and restrictions, we certainly do have a more cautious tone as we approach this year. But generally what we're seeing at the moment with the card spend data, spending is holding up. We know the income growth there and we know the savings levels are there. So that should help once again propel a pretty good outcome. Obviously, the caveat to all that is the path of the virus, which we still know can throw us out every now and again.
Belinda Allen there from the Commonwealth Bank. The Australian share market today closed at 6,679, down 0.3% on the S&P ASX 200. That's despite the market being up 0.5% early in the morning. And while the banks did well, technology and resource stocks declined. And those falls in the broader market basically because of rising bond yields in the US. So for more on that, I spoke with Mathan Somasundaram, the CEO of Deep Data Analytics. Mathan, shares are down today. Why?
It's mainly the bond yields. So we've got a reflation trade after the blue wave in the US election results, and people are expecting a fair amount of stimulus that's going to push up inflation outlook. And so the bond yields are running on that, and because of that, we are getting some pressure onto equity valuations.
And in terms of interest rates too, there could be changes ahead in the US?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how things change. Every central bank was telling us nothing's going to change for 3 to 4 years. Now, the US Fed commentary is suggesting that, by early as late next year, we'll be going up in rates. These things always change. So my guess is by middle of this year, we'll be talking about interest rates going up at the end of this year.
Similarly, though, here in Australia, the Reserve Bank said interest rates would stay on hold for the next 3 years. Any change there?
I think these things are out of their hands now. They've gone to almost zero rates. There's a potential that they might cut again. The banks are offering fixed rates lower than variable. Their bank bill swap rates are lower than the RBA cash rates. So in context, they're expecting another slight cut. But there's not a lot left. I think if inflation starts to play out globally, and that's all about US, then things will move around. But at the problem here is US dollar is falling a lot.
So if inflation does indeed start rising, how does that flow through to the market?
Yeah, so there'll be winners and losers as with anything. So in a reflationary environment, we actually have a fair amount of mining and food exposure that should substantially benefit from it. So all of those sectors should outperform. On the flip side, all the market darlings of the past, like the tech stocks and the healthcare stocks who are trading at historically high multiples, they will be challenged.
Mathan Somasundaram there from Deep Data Analytics. That is SBS On The Money for this Tuesday, the 12th of January. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.